You're listening to the DolphinsTalk.com Podcast Network.
You're listening to DolphinsTalk.com Daily, the most listened to daily Miami Dolphins podcast on the internet. Come on, Dolphins fans. Time to fins up. Miami's got the Dolphins, the greatest football team. We take the ball from Golden. Good evening, Miami Dolphins fans. How are you today? And thank you for listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast on this Friday evening, January the 27th. I am your host, Michael Leva, flying solo tonight as we have a lot of news to talk about in the world of the Miami Dolphins concerning the defensive coordinator opening they have, as on this Friday night in the past hour or so, a lot, and I do mean a lot of news has broke, which affects who the Miami Dolphins may hire to be their next defensive coordinator, and we will get to that all very soon. But before we get to any of that, as always, a big shout out to everyone watching and listening at finheaven.com. Everyone go to finheaven.com. The largest Miami Dolphins message board on the internet. Also, a big shout out to the folks at the I Am a Miami Dolphins Fan Facebook group run by the great Carlos Hernandez. If you're on Facebook, please join and be a part of the I Am a Miami Dolphins Fan Facebook group. And as always, for those of you who are watching or listening to this, I should say, on the Dolphins Talk YouTube channel, thank you. Be sure to subscribe to the Dolphins Talk YouTube channel. Smash that like button. Also, hit the alert bell so when we go live, you are notified on your smart device. And two bits of housekeeping real quick. We have a contest up and running till mid-February where you can win a Tua Tagovailoa bobblehead doll, a rare. Only 102 were made. Only 102. This is very rare, and this is going to be worth a lot of money someday. It's brand new, in box, never opened, never touched, mint condition, Tua Tagovailoa, Nickelodeon. That's right, Nickelodeon Slime Time bobblehead doll, because week two in that amazing comeback versus the Baltimore Ravens, Tua was the Nickelodeon MVP that week, and they made a special Slime Time bobblehead doll. Only 102 were made. If you want to win this Tua bobblehead, it is free to enter. Go to the website, DolphinsTalk.com. It's up there on the main page. You have to submit your entry in two simple steps. It's free, it costs no money, and it takes literally less than a minute to submit an entry. So check that out. Also up on the website, DolphinsTalk.com, you can get all the information that you need to throw a touchdown to Tyreek Hill at an event happening in mid-May in South Florida. So if you are in South Florida and you want to fly to South Florida, and it costs a little money, but that money is tax deductible, and you can throw a touchdown pass to Tyreek Hill. You take a picture, blow it up to 16 by 20. Tyreek autographs it just for you. And you get some one-on-one FaceTime with Tyreek Hill to throw him a touchdown pass. And it's free food or free music. So check that out. Also up on the website, DolphinsTalk.com. Now, it's Friday night. Why am I recording a podcast? Because there's so much breaking news regarding the defensive coordinator position and some of the names that the Miami Dolphins have interviewed that I had to sort of jump on and have a show because things are happening very quickly on this Friday evening. So we know the Miami Dolphins have interviewed four people as of today. Vic Fangio, Chris Richard, Sean Desai, and Anthony Campanelli, the in-house linebackers coach. And I think right now it's one of the names you can probably say is off the board, and I think as I just am recording this, a second name might be off the board as well. Let's start with Vic Fangio. As we all know, Vic Fangio this year in 2022 is a consultant with the Philadelphia Eagles, and their coordinator is Jonathan Gannon, and he was rumored to be up for some head coaching jobs. Now there's a report tonight out of Philadelphia from their beat reporter of the Eagles, Elliot Shore Parks, for WIP Radio, the largest sports radio station in Philadelphia, a very long-time sports radio station that's very respected, saying that it looks like Jonathan
Gannon will stay in Philadelphia. Meaning, if he were to leave, Vic Fangio could, you know, stay with the Eagles and sort of move from a consultant role to a defensive coordinator role. But not so fast. Because as just before I started this recording, Josina Anderson of CBS Sports broke the news that she has told Frank Reich, the new head coach of the Carolina Panthers, is pushing to get Vic Fangio to be his defensive coordinator. And the Panthers are willing to make Vic Fangio the highest paid defensive coordinator in the NFL. And the owner for the Carolina Panthers, David Tepper, is, I believe, actually, the third richest owner, not just in the NFL, the third richest owner in all of professional sports. So if Tepper wants to make someone like Vic Fangio the highest paid assistant coach, the highest paid defensive coordinator in the NFL, he has the means to do that. So from reports, Vic Fangio, nothing's official, and who knows what Vic Fangio wants, but right now it appears that the Panthers are going to make a big push here for Vic Fangio. And just to quote Josina Anderson, here's her report. I am told Frank Reich would like to have Vic Fangio join his staff to coordinate the defense. Momentum is gathering for that hire, per a league source. So, and then she goes on to say that the Panthers are, it could take the Panthers making Fangio the highest paid defensive coordinator in the NFL. So there's a lot going on right now with Vic Fangio. And here's the thing. There was a report earlier this week when Fangio interviewed with the Miami Dolphins. Jeff Darlington of ESPN said he could see a match here. He was the guy that Miami had sort of had as their clubhouse leader. The Dolphins were very much interested in and wanted. And then there was a report that Mike McDaniel wanted him last year to be his defensive coordinator, as Mike McDaniel and Vic Fangio have a very close relationship. But as we know, Josh Boyer was thrusted upon Mike McDaniel. Again, when I say the Miami Dolphins are a toxic organization that's not well run, this is why. They could have had Vic Fangio last year with pretty much no competition. But no, Chris Greer forces Josh Boyer onto Mike McDaniel. The defense is god-awful this year. And now 1 year later, the Dolphins, trying to get Vic Fangio, have a ton of competition, and they might not be able to get their man. But it's not just the Panthers, per this report, who are in play here for Vic Fangio. Because you have to look at San Francisco. And here's what's going on in San Francisco. Their defensive coordinator, DeMeco Ryans, is probably the hottest name this cycle to get a head coaching job. He's going to get a head coaching job. There's reports saying that he pretty much has his choice of the job in Houston or the job with the Broncos. And Tom Pelissero, and the NFL Network on Friday, today, is saying that he's going to take the Houston job and expect an announcement next week after the NFC Championship game. So when Ryans takes the Houston job, per that report, or even if he goes and changes his mind and heads over to the Broncos. Now, San Francisco has an opening for a defensive coordinator. And here's the thing, folks. If Mike McDaniel and Shanahan obviously think very much alike, are very much alike, and pretty much on the same wavelength when it comes to running a team, putting together a staff, they're going to be very much interested in Vic Fangio. And Vic Fangio once worked for the ownership in San Francisco and knows that organization very, very well. He coached there for 3 years or so, not that long ago. So, and plus, the San Francisco 49ers defense is the best in the league. So it's like walking into the best defense in the league, working for an owner you've already worked for before, working for a head coach who's, you know, safe in his job, not going anywhere. Opposed to Miami, where you have an owner who's always caught, you know, who's just suspended, caught for tampering, who moves on from a head coach every 2 or 3 years. What job would you think is more attractive? Clearly San Francisco. So this Vic Fangio news, especially with the news about the Panthers tonight, really, I'm not saying that the Miami Dolphins are out of it. So I'm not saying that. I'm saying I don't know. But if they want him, there's going to be a whole lot of competition. And it might take Mr. Ross, Stephen Ross, breaking the bank. And I mean, truly breaking the bank and paying Vic Fangio almost like a second head coach. Because that's what it might take to get him, if the Panthers are all in here, to make Vic Fangio the highest paid defensive coordinator in the NFL to sort of pair him with Frank Reich. So I know fans of the Dolphins have had their hearts set on Vic Fangio from the, you know, even prior to Josh Boyer being fired. And it, on my podcast earlier this week, I did raise some concerns with Vic Fangio, but I did say at the end of the day, two things. One, his resume speaks for himself, more than qualified for the job, would be very happy if he was in Miami. But, and also the fact that he and Mike McDaniel shares the same agent, it doesn't mean everything, but that sort of matters some. And I thought Miami would clearly be in the mix for him. And I still think they are in the mix for him. I just, the latest reporting here from Josina Anderson, kind of, if I had to bet $1 tonight, January 27th, I'd say Vic Fangio to the Panthers seems the most likely. And if it comes down to Miami or San Francisco, it's probably a coin toss. What he does there. So if he doesn't take the Panthers job, then I think it's a coin toss between if he takes the Miami job or the San Francisco job, which will be open. I mean, we have to live in reality. Ryan's is going to get a head coaching job. He's going to leave San Francisco. And I think Vic Fangio is going to be very much in play for the 49ers there. So something to keep an eye on with Vic Fangio. But I think fans of the Dolphins who have really had their hearts set might start needing to have to come to terms with the fact he's not coming to Miami, and Miami might have to move on to Plan B. In other news that broke tonight, it's out there that Chris Richard, who interviewed with the Miami Dolphins on Thursday for their defensive coordinator position, now he might have a spot with the Saints, because last year the Saints had co-defensive coordinators, and Chris Richard was one of the co-defensive coordinators. But Friday evening, about 1 hour ago, since I am recording this now, the other co-defensive coordinator, Ryan Nielsen, was hired by the Atlanta Falcons to be their full-time defensive coordinator. So if I'm Chris Richard, yeah, you just met with the Dolphins, but when you met with them, you're the Saints' co-defensive coordinator. With Ryan Nielsen leaving, I would think the Saints would just now make Chris Richard the full-time defensive coordinator. And if you're Chris Richard, why would you leave the team you currently work for and go somewhere else for the same role, same job? So I think Chris Richard, who fans of the Dolphins, if you don't remember, was up, and he was one of the final two candidates to become the Miami Dolphins head coach in 2019. That obviously went to Brian Flores instead. But Richard, who is, you know, mainly responsible for the Legion of Boom, for his time in Seattle, went to the Cowboys, had some ups and downs, and that's when he did meet with the Dolphins during his time with the Cowboys, was then fired from the Cowboys when Jason Garrett was fired as head coach. He was removed in that sweep of the staff, then went to the Saints, and this year he was the co-defensive coordinator. Once again, a very good coach, but I think he probably now has a pathway to become the full-time defensive coordinator with the Saints, and I don't see any reason for him to come to Miami there. So where does that leave Miami right now? If you think Fangio is off the board going to the Panthers, as the Josina Anderson report kind of makes it seem like that's picking up some steam here Friday night, and Chris Richard probably staying with the Saints, that leaves the other two names Miami has interviewed with now as your clubhouse leaders. Sean Desai, who, if you listen to my show on Monday, let's just say, strongly hinted that he was my top choice. I didn't, you know, I said some things about Vic Fangio that are very much true and accurate, but he wasn't my top choice. I mean, if Miami were to still sign Vic Fangio, I'd have no problem with it, folks, and I'd be very happy. But Sean Desai, in my opinion, just my opinion, would be the number one choice for the Miami Dolphins. I think, you know, first off, you get everything that you're getting with Vic Fangio. As he learned from Vic Fangio, he runs the same style of defense as Vic Fangio. But in my eyes, he's a little bit younger. He might be a little bit better able to relate to the modern athlete, where Vic Fangio did have issues in that regard with the Broncos. He just did. I mean, you can't put your head in the sand and say he couldn't get along with his team. There were so many issues. And he is 64 years old, Vic Fangio. Not that that's ancient or not trying to be ageist, but in his last stop, he did have issues communicating and connecting with his team, who are mainly a bunch of guys in their 20s and 30s. So I think Sean Desai, who is very much younger, I think, you know, he also went to an Ivy League school, much like Mike McDaniel. I think they would just me, as an outsider, my opinion. I've obviously never met the man. I think it just seems like it'd be a better fit for what Miami is building. He also has some experience as a defensive coordinator from his time with the Bears. And the numbers that year for Chicago was very good on defense, so it's not like he's a slouch. So easy for me to say. Sean Desai, I think, would probably move up to the top of the list here for the Dolphins if they're looking for an external hire. And then there's the name I know Dolphins fans don't want to hear, but also, if, once again, if Fangio's off the board, Chris Richard's off the board, Anthony Campanelli, right now, I'd say is a very good chance of becoming the Miami Dolphins defensive coordinator. Unless Miami really opens this up and starts to interview more people next week for this job, which is possible. It's possible. Because Anthony Campanelli interviewed today, Friday, for the job. And he's been in Miami since 2020. He was brought here by Brian Flores. His experience is mainly in college. He's only been in the NFL since 2020. The only two head coaches he's worked with in the NFL are Brian Flores and Mike McDaniel for this past year. Prior to that, he was a linebackers coach at Michigan for just 1 year at Boston College. He was there from 2016 through 2018. In 2018, he was the co-defensive coordinator for the Boston College Eagles. So he does have 1 year as co-defensive coordinator experience for a Power 5 school in the ACC. Prior to that, he spent many years at Rutgers. And he's actually the guy. You want to hear a fun fact. Anthony Campanelli, when his time at Rutgers, coached both sides of the ball. He was a wide receivers coach. He was a tight ends coach. He was also a defensive assistant. His time as a wide receivers coach, he is the man who is responsible for coaching up and developing Leonte Carew. Remember old Leonte Carew from Rutgers, who Chris Greer fell in love with and parted with three picks to move up to take Leonte Carew when we already had Landry, Stills, and Parker? So Anthony Campanelli is that's sort of his claim to fame was he was the guy who coached up Leonte Carew, built up his draft stock to get him picked where he was in the early rounds of the draft the year he came out. So Anthony Campanelli, I don't know much about him. I don't know about the style he'll run, if he's more of a 3-4 guy or 4-3, if he likes to blitz, not blitz. Nobody knows, because there's just not enough information on him. The only thing I can say, from what I've heard from talking to people who would know, is all the reports of that he's very much well-liked and he's very much well-respected behind the scenes is true. So he seems like a good guy. He seems like a hard-working guy who sort of worked his way up the ranks. Now, does that mean he's ready to be an NFL defensive coordinator? I have no earthly idea, because, again, I don't have enough information on him. But stuff is happening fast here on this Friday night, and I'm sure it's going to sort of flow over into the weekend here as we get to the conference championship games on Sunday. And once, you know, two more teams lose after this weekend and we have the Super Bowl set and we're down to only two teams playing, we should have, I would guess, more news probably early next week. Maybe some more interviews are lined up and we'll see. But just to sort of recap, Friday evening, the report, Vic Fangio and the Panthers is starting to pick up steam, and the Panthers have won the break the bank. And it looks like Chris Richard, who interviewed with the Dolphins as well, I would guess, that's just like a safe assumption, I don't know, most likely staying with the Saints, because if you have two coordinators who sort of share the role, one leaves, wouldn't you just keep the other? Just more common sense, really, than any sort of inside information there. But when news breaks, be sure to keep checking out the website, DolphinsTalk.com, and also check us out on Twitter at Dolphins Talk. We'll have instant feedback and stuff there. And if the Miami Dolphins actually make a hire here in the next few days, of course, we'll have a bunch of podcasts up from all the various voices here in the Dolphins Talk Podcast Network. Let's talk about Tua here real quick, because Tua, there was some news on him today as well. ESPN article out saying Tua won't go to the Pro Bowl as an alternate because he is still, yes, he is still in the concussion protocol. Per this ESPN report, Tua has met with multiple doctors again and multiple specialists since his last concussion on Christmas Day. And the report said, though, that there have not been any setbacks, per se. So all the news has been positive. But Tua, who would have, because Joe Burrow or Pat Mahomes, one of them has to go to the Super Bowl, so the other won't be going to the Pro Bowl. Once again, there's no Pro Bowl game. I mean, it's just, they call it the Pro Bowl activity, so whatever that means. But Tua won't go because he's still in concussion protocol. And honestly, even if he wasn't, it would just be really bad optics for him to go, because you don't play in the playoff game, but I'm going to the Pro Bowl. It just looks really bad and sends like the wrong message. But it's not even up for debate because he can't, because he is still in the protocol. And Barry Jackson of the Miami Herald stated that the length of time he is in this protocol should not be surprising, because last year, tight end Donald Parham, he got a concussion on December 16th, 2021, roughly around the same time as Tua got this last one, and he didn't clear the protocol until, you know, mid to late February of 2022. So again, the more concussions you get, the longer it takes to recover. So I don't care if you think Tua had two concussions or if you think he had three this year, whatever the next one is, it's going to take even longer than what this one is to recover. And I don't care what the Dolphins said. When Chris Greer sat and met with the media after the loss to the Bills in the playoffs and said, well, we spoke to doctors and they're telling us Tua is not more susceptible to getting concussions. That's just, it's wrong. I don't want to call him a liar because that's unfair. It's just inaccurate information. There is so much research out there these days from this stuff. There's so much information. There's so much reports. There's movies made about, like real movies, not like fake movies, but real movies made about this stuff. There's so much information you can just go and get at your disposal that states clearly, when you have multiple concussions, yes, you are more prone to getting concussions than someone who's never had one before. That's just a fact. So I don't know why the Dolphins are going out there saying that. I'm sure there's like one or two doctors who've told them that, and that's fine, but you can find a doctor to say anything. And the fact of the matter is, Tua is still in the concussion protocol for a concussion he got on Christmas Day, which, once again, there's a portion of this Miami Dolphins fan base, and I can't say they're wrong, has legitimate questions and legitimate concerns about Tua being the number one quarterback in 2023. It's not being a hater. It's not being someone who just, I don't like the guy, so I'm pushing the agenda. It's not that. This guy either had two or three concussions this year. The number doesn't matter. When he has the next one, what's he going to be out? 6 weeks? 8 weeks? 12 weeks? What happens if he gets hurt in week three? Week four? Week 10? It doesn't matter. He would miss such a chunk of the season. Because again, what's not up for debate is with each concussion, the recovery time is longer and longer. So I know some fans just in the QAnon faction of the Miami Dolphins fan base who just can't, you cannot have a rational conversation with them, who just want to yell at you and shout you down and just will flip the heck out if you just even ask the question if Miami should consider moving on from Tua. You know, there is a legitimate question to be asked. Now, we know what the Miami Dolphins said. We know the Miami Dolphins said that Tua's their quarterback. He's our guy. When they met with the media, Chris Greer, Mike McDaniel. But here's the thing. The Miami Dolphins' track record, I'm being honest, isn't good. They don't deserve your trust. They have lied so many times in recent years. Whether it's tampering with Brady, tampering with Sean Payton, the whole Watson saga. If you're just going to blindly take them at their word, okay, you're allowed. But, you know, not everyone does. And you can't just, you know, dismiss the faction of people in the media and the faction of Miami Dolphins fans who wonder, is the 2023 season sort of hinging on a guy that you hope to stay healthy? Because as I always say, hope isn't a plan. If your plan is we hope he stays healthy, that's not a plan. So we'll see, but that's the report. Tua not going to the Pro Bowl as an alternate because he is still, as of this day, January 27th, in the concussion protocol. Because I think a lot of fans felt, and I had some on social media, who were under the impression that if Miami beat the Bills in the playoff game and they went on to play Kansas City the following week, that Tua was going to play. And I think a lot of fans sort of were under that impression because other fans were saying it, but nobody ever said that was going to happen. In fact, there were some rumblings from, you know, people behind the scenes that I kind of interact with and I kind of hear from at times that Tua was shut down for the entire year. They could have went to the Super Bowl in Miami. He wasn't playing because, you know, there are a segment of medical people who think he did have three concussions. And even that, even if you only had two, that's still a lot in a short time span. So, I don't know. Tua's parents also spoke to some local media at an event. And from their comments, Tua's playing next year. They said, his parents said he will be coming back. That that the Miami Dolphins love him. He's their guy. And that they, the parents, also love the Miami Dolphins and what they are doing and what the team is doing to help him in his recovery to try and get him back on the field. His parents said they were very grateful to the Miami Dolphins organization, the owner, Stephen Ross, the general manager, Chris Greer, and they also said Mike McDaniel is a very special person and a very special head coach. So to his parents, when they spoke at an event, when asked about all of this, did say that he coming back and playing Tua, so any notion that he's going to retire, you can put that to bed. He ain't retiring. And that, you know, they love the Dolphins. They love the owner. They love the GM. They love the head coach. It's a big love fest. And that they expect him to be the Dolphins quarterback next year. And that the Miami Dolphins are doing everything in their power to help Tua in his recovery. So those are comments from Tua's parents. And also, Bill Parcells, who I know, once again, some fans, screw Bill Parcells, I don't care. Look, Bill Parcells is a Hall of Fame head coach, a legendary head coach. He did an interview, and he was asked about the Miami Dolphins in general. Bill Parcells said, and I quote, "The Dolphins had a good year. I'm not certain they have stability at quarterback. They seem to think they do. Tua looks good from time to time, but he was hurt in college and in the pros. I'm not sure they can rely on him." Bill Parcells is 100% correct in everything he said there. And if that hurts your feelings, I'm sorry. But Bill Parcells did not say anything crazy. Bill Parcells did not say anything wild. He said the Miami Dolphins had a good year, which is true. And he said he's not certain if they have stability at quarterback. And with all the games Tua has missed, nobody can say the Miami Dolphins have stability at quarterback. So Bill Parcells said no lies in that comment. Don't attack Bill Parcells for just stating the obvious and what everyone with two eyes can see, even if you love Tua and, you know, think he does no wrong and he can walk on water. You have to admit the guy misses a lot of time, both in college and in the pros. And stability there is a question. Now, last topic I want to talk about. It kind of ties into the Dolphins, but not really. So don't flip out here. I'm talking about all the rumblings and the rumors of Aaron Rodgers going to the Jets. Because the Jets are in the AFC East, so if they were to get a future Hall of Fame quarterback, one of the best quarterbacks in the league, it really affects the Dolphins moving forward here. And there are a lot of rumors. There's a lot of rumblings that the Jets are going to be in play for Aaron Rodgers. They just hired Nathaniel Hackett to be their offensive coordinator, which obviously Hackett and Rodgers have a relationship. Now, it didn't help Hackett last year when they tried to get Rodgers to the Broncos. They obviously went with Russell Wilson and Rodgers to the Broncos never happened, but now they're saying Hackett to the Jets might open up a pathway for Rodgers to go to the Jets in that there might be some comfort level there with Rodgers as this year, right now, this offseason, he really does want out of Green Bay. Now, Pat McAfee show has Rodgers on every week, and Rodgers this past week, you know, he speaks for an hour. The guy's a little bit of a blowhard. He thinks he's the smartest guy in the world, and he just rambles on about like long answers about stuff that mean nothing. But if you actually can sit through the whole interview, the takeaway I got was that I think, this is just my thoughts, from watching last week's interview with Pat McAfee, or I should say this past week, is that he's going to stay with the Packers. That's my guess. Now, he's due $60 million, and that's also a big part of this, but I just don't, and there's been reports that the Packers will only trade him to an AFC team. True, I'm sure that's what the Packers think, but the Packers really have no say in this. Because even though Rodgers has a no-trade clause, Rodgers has all of the power. Rodgers will dictate where he plays next year because he's owed so much money that if the Packers say, we're going to trade you to the Tennessee Titans, Rodgers will go, nah, I don't think so. I'm just going to retire. Well, then the Packers can't trade him there, and they don't get multiple first-round picks and a whole bunch of picks or whatever they're going to get. So Rodgers really can dictate where he's going to go here. I don't see Rodgers, just my opinion, playing for a team. Now, let's just assume they're going to trade him to an AFC team. Look at the teams in AFC that need a quarterback. I don't see him going to the Titans because I just don't think Rodgers will want to go play for the Titans. Yeah, they have Henry at running back, but their wide receivers are weak, and I don't know. It's just, I don't know if that's a fit. The Raiders is your team. Yes, he would reunite with Adams, but that offense is a mess. Well, it's not necessarily a mess because you do have a tight end, and if they re-sign Josh Jacobs, you got some weapons there, but you're in the AFC West with Herbert and the Chargers, Pat Mahomes. Who knows what happens with the Broncos? That's a tough spot there. I'm not sure he's going to want to go there. So then it looks like, let's talk about the Jets. Now, the Jets is possible. I just don't see Rodgers wanting, you know, Rodgers is he's a weird dude. If you watch those Pat McAfee interviews all throughout the season each week when he talks to him every week, he's a strange dude, man. I don't know if that level of strangeness will work in New York City, because the media in New York City is just, it's not that it's like, it is a little bit rougher per se, but there's just so much of it. There's not just one local or two local sports radio stations. There's just so many, and there's so many newspapers, and there's so many, you know, you got the MSG Network has a crew. You got the SNY Network that has a crew. You got the YES Network. Like every sports, regional sports network, then you got your local, you know, Fox affiliate, CBS, NBC, ABC affiliate. Then you got your WPIXs. And there's so much media that he wouldn't breathe. And I think at times he gets frustrated when people push back. And I think you get a lot of pushback with the Jets. And here's the other thing. Not that the Dolphins are that much greater, because the last time the Dolphins won the Super Bowl was what? The 73 season. Jets won it in the 69 season. There's really only a four-year difference. Both franchises have been an utter mess for many years. The Jets just have a real dark black cloud over their organization. Not that the Miami Dolphins don't. The Jets one is just looms a little bit larger. Just a little bit. And if you go to a lot of people have gone to the Jets and they've died. I mean, it's been a bad ending and it never seems to work out. So I'm not, that's taken on a lot if he goes to the Jets. I'm not sure he wants to put up with. Now, look, he might say, I look at the AFC East. You got the Bills, who are starting to regress, as we've seen over the past few years. You got a team in Miami who has a question mark at their quarterback, and if he gets hurt against Tua, they're going to be screwed. You got the Patriots, are a hot mess. I can go to the Jets. That roster, they have an elite. Yes, they do. They have an elite defense. You got Wilson at wide receiver. You got a heck of a running back. They'll add some more weapons around me. I got a shot to, you know, win the AFC East and maybe make a run. It's not the worst place to go in the world. I just don't think he's going to want to do it. And because Rodgers does have all the power, because I think listening to him, the big takeaway is, you're going to trade me to where I want to go or I'm going to retire. If he wants to leave the Packers. Now, so when the Packers say, we're not going to trade him to an NFC team, he might just say, you go screw, you're going to trade me where I say you're going to trade me. And if you're the Packers, you took Jordan Love in round one, you're going to let Rodgers retire when, if you trade him to whoever in the NFC, you can get multiple first round picks, multiple second round picks, whatever they're going to get, a nice package. They're going to get a real nice package. I don't think you let that just walk out your door. The thought of getting multiple first round picks, or maybe a first and a couple seconds, whatever. So I think if Rodgers wants to play, that's the first question. The second question is, does he want to play with the Packers? And which I think he will say yes to. But if it's no, and he's on the trade block, I think you're going to see a bunch of teams, you know, a bunch of teams involved here. And Rodgers will have final say. And here's what I'll say, how it ties to Miami. I know the Miami Dolphins don't have a pick in round one this year. And I know they have to make a call on the fifth-year option for Tua by May 1st. And I know they said at the press conference they're all in on Tua. And we heard the comments here from Tua's parents, how much they love the Dolphins. If Aaron Rodgers is out there for you're going to get him for at least 2 years if you trade for him. I think you have to strongly consider it. And I think if you're Rodgers, you're looking at all the sites you could go. Throwing to Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle ain't that bad. So, everyone calm down. Who's now flipping out and probably turning off this podcast. If you are a diehard Tua fan, I'm not saying it will happen. I'm not. I just go back to what I said is, the Dolphins don't deserve your trust because they have lied so many times that just because they said Tua is our guy doesn't make me believe that Tua will 100% be the guy if someone like Rodgers were to become available. And if you're Rodgers looking at the landscape of places you could go, teams need a quarterback, if you know the Miami Dolphins are in play, it very much might be like the Tyreek Hill situation last year where Tyreek had a chance to go to the Jets or the Miami Dolphins. He said, I'm going to the Dolphins. If Aaron Rodgers is out there and behind the scenes things are being worked and they go, Aaron, we have one deal on the table from the Jets. We have one deal on the table from the Miami Dolphins. You really have to approve this because where you want to go, we have to send you. Otherwise, you could just retire and we get nothing in return. He might be like, send me to Hill and Waddle. See ya. And it would probably involve Miami having to trade 2024, 2025 first-round pick. So that means they're going to go multiple years here without a pick around. If I'm just saying it's not impossible. That's all I'm saying. But I just think Rodgers, at the end of the day, this is going to be fascinating to watch. Because if he does end up with the Jets, this moves the Jets. I think it leapfrogs the Jets over Miami in the AFC East. I think they become the second-best team in the AFC East. And I also think, honestly, if they get Aaron Rodgers, they're probably neck and neck with the Bills inside the AFC East. If Rodgers were to go there, it would put Miami in a tricky spot in 2023. But my original prediction, though, is Rodgers will come back and play because it's $60 million he's guaranteed here in the next 2 years or so. And I think he'll play with the Packers just because that's where he's always played. I think he's going to play his whole career there. And plus, in the NFC, you just have an easier path to the Super Bowl than in the crazy AFC with Mahomes and Burrow and Allen and Herbert and Lamar Jackson and Watson and Trevor Lawrence now coming on. And it's a gauntlet of what you would call top-end quarterbacks in the AFC, where in the NFC, you got Hurts. And what else you got really in the NFC these days? Prescott was horrible in the playoffs. Jones gives you nothing. Washington has no quarterback. Justin Fields is still very young. Lions, nobody's afraid of Goff. Vikings, Kirk Cousins, don't need to say anything there. Saints got nothing. Atlanta's got nothing. Tampa Bay's probably going to lose Tom Brady. They got nothing. The Panthers got nothing. And out west, you're looking at San Francisco with Brock Purdy or Trey Lance. They got nothing. Who else you got? Murray, he ain't exactly lighting the world on fire. Rams got Matthew Stafford. So the path in the NFC to get to a Super Bowl is very much easier. And I think when Rodgers makes his call, which might be weeks or months away, he's going to just stay with the Packers. The Packers will go out there, add some weapons to put around him, and that's where it's going to go. But I think the Jets are in play if he wants to put up with the media stuff, because now Nathaniel Hackett's there. I just don't think he's going to want to have to deal with the New York lifestyle and the media scrutiny. But also keep an eye on the Dolphins, because the one thing we know with the Dolphins, it's always interesting and their hands are always into something. So just want to touch on that real quick as it sort of ties into the Dolphins here if Rodgers is on the move, especially with all the Jets rumors out there. But once again, back to the lead story, Vic Fangio getting courted by many teams. Looks like the Panthers are clubhouse leaders. Chris Rashad, Saints, seems like he's staying there. And for the Dolphins, you're looking at Sean Desai or Anthony Campanelli. And we'll keep an eye on this moving forward. Everyone, thank you for listening on this Friday night. Please be sure to follow us both on Instagram and on Twitter at Dolphins Talk. Please be sure to visit the website, dolphinstalk.com. As I said, if you want to throw a touchdown to Tyreek Hill, go to our website, dolphinstalk.com. We got all the information up there for you. The event, it's May 14th, I believe, off the top of my head. And there's going to be food. There's going to be music. And you throw a touchdown pass to Tyreek Hill. They take a picture of it. Tyreek's going to autograph it. They blow the picture up to 16 by 20. You get one-on-one FaceTime with Tyreek Hill. And again, it's a little bit expensive, but that money is tax deductible. that you pay. And also, if you want to win the Tua Tagovailoa, very rare, only 102 made, Nickelodeon Slime Time bobblehead doll, go to DolphinsTalk.com or go to my Twitter feed at DolphinsTalk and see how you can submit your entry. It is free to play. You have literally nothing to lose. And it takes about 1 minute to submit an entry. Literally 1 minute. You have to do two things and send me a screenshot. That's it. And you, I will put your name in the hopper. And mid-February, I think February 19th is the date, I will pick the winner live online. And somebody will be the lucky winner of this very rare Tua Tagovailoa Nickelodeon Slime Time bobblehead doll. So everyone have a great weekend. Not sure when the next show is going to be. As when news breaks, we're going to jump in here with the show. So who knows what's going to go on with this Miami Dolphins defensive coordinator search. Maybe they hire someone here before the weekend's up. Who knows? Anything is possible. And thank you for listening. Everyone have a nice weekend. Everyone enjoy the conference championship games on Sunday, if I don't talk to you again before then. And as always, as we navigate through January 2023 and to the rest of this year, please be sure to put an end to highway profanity. Take care, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast. Be sure to visit DolphinsTalk.com every day for all of your latest Miami Dolphins news.